Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. This is Mike here. I'm going to be hosting this evening, and along with me here, I also have Brigitte and our friend Sean. Sean's been working with us doing some sound and video engineering work to improve the quality of recordings we offer on YouTube and some of the virtual expos that I'll mention here a little bit later. But the thing I'd like to do to get it out of the way right now is give out the website. Brigitte offers a whole bunch of different services. She offers a private session. A lot of them are like counseling sessions as well, and sessions for St. Germain and things like that. And there's some classes that we offer on then, sometimes even on Zoom. But if you want to keep up with all that, you can go to her website, www.lightbridge101.com. If you'd like to find out more about me, I have some music recordings that I offer on my website. I also have a lot of the class recordings we've done mostly in Clinton, New Jersey over the years. So there's a lot of different things you can check out on there. Even links to other to different subjects and things like that, which you can download and listen to for free. So if you want to check all that out, my website, www.mikesnydercc.com. Okay, well, with that, I'd like to introduce Brigitte and Sean. Brigitte, isn't this just great to have us all here in our little makeshift studio tonight?
Oh, my God, this is so much fun. I'm sitting in the middle between Mike and Sean. And they're holding the space for me later on to bring through St. Germain and or whoever wants to come through the Christ that marks the light. And we're sitting here in the Center of Transformation in Clinton, in this beautiful place that really doesn't get used to often anymore because of the pandemic. Yet we've been starting to do a lot more recordings out of here. Some of them you are seeing on YouTube, or you're seeing more on YouTube. Be very often take the picture away and really just let you hear the journey, the channeling, the music that goes with that. So you want to check out our YouTube page at Lightbridge 101 and stay tuned for more YouTubes. And that's why we are so grateful to have Sean here, because Sean has really allowed us to move to a whole another level of sound.
Yeah.
Right? Before with Mike, it was with him, wasn't it?
Yeah. Right? Well, Sean, a little bit. One of the goodies that Sean hooked us up with to do this is the soundboard. What's the model of the soundboard that we have, Sean?
It's a Zoom Track 8.
Okay. And what's some of the features that has? I take it records to the memory card.
It has independent recording. It can also be used if we would go on site. We can take it with us. It's a portable unit. And it allows us to do post-mixing, which allows us to get clear audio.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, Sean spent 8 hours on the videos he did the other day. He actually was able to take the separate audio feed from the video we did on Zoom and match everything up. And a couple times we caught and stuff like that. He edited that all out. So we really get it to more of a professional level with recording. It's just so great, you know. We're just so grateful for him taking us into the you know, tech age here now instead of just, you know, using a little microphone and then you hear sirens in the background, you know, that kind of thing. So really, really moving us forward. But
Sean, isn't it also true that you yourself are a healer and a channel, and that makes it even much more powerful that while you are helping us on the support, that you really are also bringing through these galactic frequencies of love and light tell us a little bit like and how you came about doing that.
The way I came about doing it, it's a longer story than we'll take here, but I've been doing it for about 23 years now. Started at the New Age Shop off of Catasauqua Road. It is no longer there, but that's where I started with everything and just opening up and allowing things to happen.
Yeah, Sean was one of the first light workers that I met there who walked in the store, and we immediately got along really well, and we just stayed connected, and he came to a lot of the classes that were channeled with Saint Germain came through, and then you really developed your own way of bringing through these galactic frequencies.
And Sean actually was with us at some of the expos. The Heart of Oneness Expo has been going on for several years now. They've had different locations in New Jersey the past couple of years, obviously pre-COVID. And they're looking to offer one in Edison, New Jersey, that's planned for quite a while, but obviously, again, COVID had put everything going on, other plans for us. At this point, the new date for that, the Heart of One is Holistic Expo, which would be in person at the New Jersey Convention Center in Edison, New Jersey, is going to be August 13th to the 15th, 2021. And all of us are expected to be there. Sean, I do believe that, what's the name of the booth that you offer?
I'm going by Galactic Healing Hands. I'm offering energy healings. Basically bring you up, lift you up, and help you release.
Beautiful.
And Brigida, what do you offer at your booth?
Well, pretty much the usual channel messages and healing sessions and bringing through the masters and the angels of light to support you on your transformational process and your path of enlightenment. And we hope that the state will stay true. You never know with the pandemic, but
yeah,
That's what we are certainly aiming for. And we will also offer an event where Mike is going to play his beautiful music and sing for it on my website. And in general, many of the services right now are a little bit toned down. I don't teach as much right now. Just like everybody, I find that I'm going through a major personal transformation that eventually will free me up to become a more effective channel and teacher and guide for everyone. But until then, just stay tuned. And you can certainly contact me for personal sessions if you are interested.
And, you know, as this has been going on, there has been more virtual offers lately. Again, I mentioned that Heart of One is Holistic Expo. They have offered several virtual expos. And there was one quite recently towards the beginning of March that has offered. So another thing, not only can you go to the Heart of One Holistic Expo.com for their website, they also have a Facebook page, Heart of One is Holistic Expo on Facebook. And the virtual expo that they offered, it's all on there. You can see all the videos for free of the different practitioners from New Jersey and all over that participated in that. Brigida and I ourselves actually did offer, and this is where Sean stepped in to help us with the sound and video with this. We offered a meditation. I forget what the subject was of that. I think it was a general meditation to help you within yourself and release fear in these times of great change. But if you take a peek on their Facebook site, you can find that on there. And as Brigida mentioned earlier, we just recently, I'd say with a few days ago, maybe past week, offered a spring equinox meditation. And again, that is something we put on our new Lightbridge 101 YouTube page. You go to youtube.com, you just type in Lightbridge 101, and our channel comes up at the top. So with all that, Brigida, I'm going to hand it over to you.
That's the one you mentioned. That the Wonderful Holistic Expo, they're all facilitated, organized by Karen and Matt Riley. They are amazing, amazing couple, filled with love, filled with light themselves. Karen does beautiful jewelry, and this is the channel engagement of the hierarchy of light. So Matt, so, you know, check out their expos. You will feel their love. You will feel their desire to bring healing and illumination into the world, which gives us such a beautiful space to participate in. So thank you, Karen and Matt, for doing that. That being said, this is the time where we are going to begin to celebrate a series of holy events that are greatly celebrated by the Higher Tree of Light. It starts with the first full moon prior to the full moon in the zodiac sign of Taurus, which usually is right around Easter. And we have Easter coming up next weekend, and we have tomorrow the full moon. And this first full moon celebrates the festival of the Christ. Focus really is on the heart, on love, on expanding the heart. And as you open up your heart and you expand your heart, you deeply connect to your soul and your divine I am presence. And I can only say through the changes I've been going through in 2021 so far, and it has been quite an intense year, and I know it's not just for me, but for many of us. And in addition, this last equinox really has brought us more into the necessity to face our inner fears, to release more of those parts of ourselves no longer serve us. And with that, patience are extremely important to just help you focus your mind, to help you to remind yourself that in the alignment with your divine I am, in alignment with your God presence, so much as possible. The world seems to be a narrow place right now with the pandemic and uncertain future. Yet if you truly trust that you're part of something greater, if you truly trust that the divine I am, your God self, is working with you and through you, and you allow it by releasing resistance, by just being open every moment as to what this moment presents to you, instead of being afraid, instead of worrying about what it means to you, instead of thinking about what the future holds for you, to really bring yourself back into the present moment and feel the power of I am, then it brings you in connection with your Christ itself, with that incredible love and the kindness and the goodness that is within you. And the outer world suddenly falls away. As you focus on that inner light, that inner self, you begin to create a whole new environment around you, because the outer responds to your inner. The outer world is only there to teach you where you might have not paid attention to aspects of your inner self, parts of yourself that it's time to release now. And so it is so important right now, at this time, through 2021, to refocus, to realign, and to use the power of the I am to bring it into every aspect of your life, the aspect of your body, to remind yourself who are. You are, you were, you are, and you will be. No matter what is happening, nothing is going to take away from your true divine essence. It is impossible. And if you allow your true divine essence to take over and to flow into every aspect of your life, you're going to see beautiful changes that are just going to propel you forward. So the Festival of the Christ is about opening your heart to that vibration of love that allows you to surrender to the Christ itself, to the Christ that masters itself, and more of your life, more infused to you and to affect more of your life. Then at the next full moon, it is celebrated at the full moon in the zodiac sign of Taurus, we celebrate the Vesak festival. At that point, at that time, Buddha is descending into the Vesak valley in the Himalayan to usher a new energy frequency out to Earth, to Gaia, to humanity, to assist in the evolutionary process that is taking place on Earth at this time. It's a very sacred celebration. We also will offer an event, most likely in the same way we're doing it now, taking everyone on an inner journey to the Vesak Valley, where you receive a download, where you will receive activations necessary that allow you to open up to a new frequency that is helping to not only propel you forward in your own life, but to also assist in the awakening process on Earth. So it is connected to the mind, to illumination, to the sacred flame of illumination that Buddha very much is one of the masters that are overlying it. And so allow you that if you can, it's a very beautiful and powerful event. And then the next full moon following that is known as the Festival of Humanity. Focus is on divine power, the divine will, to let thy will be done through you. And again, to use the power of invocation and affirmations, but mostly invocation, bring about necessary change, not only to your own self, but into the world. So tonight we are starting this, the Festival of the Christ. And for that, we're going to have a beautiful piece of music opening, because it is about the heart. We are going to pick the activation of heart chakra piece that Mike has created a year ago, or might have even been a little longer than that. Allow yourself to just be open, to close your eyes, to sit in receptivity, and to allow yourself to align with your Christ self, with your Christ essence. Whatever that means, don't try to figure out what it means in your mind, but allow yourself to feel what it means in your heart. And when the peace is done, then the Master of Light, Zagain, or the Master of Love and Light, Christ Master of Love and Light, will come through and talk to you directly. We will now begin with the music piece. Greetings, my beloved friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Saint Germain, and at this time I will simply take the lead on behalf of all masters of love and light, all the Christ at once, because understand that if you walk the path of enlightenment, the only way to enlightenment is through your Christ self. Therefore, the moment you self and ascended master, it means that you've opened yourself up to your inner Christ itself. And the Christ essence has nothing whatsoever to do with a religion or a specific belief system. It simply stands for a certain vibration of love, of agape love, of kindness, of gentleness, and of the willingness to be vulnerable and knowing nothing can hurt or touch you because something greater that flows into you and from you out into the world. So we want you to just take a moment and once again focus on your Christ itself. Take a couple of deep breaths in and out as you listen to the sound of the singing board. We are going to hear it once, and as the tone vibrates, let your mind, let your consciousness vibrate with it and soften and allow yourself to move into a different state by just following the sound of the singing bowl. Even if it might sound for some of you a little choppy or because of static, know that the vibration just infused you, the vibration of love, sound transforms and opens your heart up to deepen your connection to that great part of yourself. And so we want you to go even deeper, to use your in-breath and out-breath to sink deeper into your own inner self and to allow everything in your physical world right now to just fall away, to just let it go, to be willing to let go of all relationships, all situations that have created discord in your life, but even all situations that you've been participating in. Just allow yourself to step onto this path of illumination, free of any attachments. And as you walk along this path of illumination, yes, there might be moments where a story from the past wants to infuse it again. But I want you to truly feel and know you're not alone on this path. That it is something, someone overriding you, someone who's walked the path before you. Someone who created a path. And for some reason you think that the path needs to be similar to some of the masters like Jesus, where you have to be tortured and you have to carry a cross and you have to be nailed to that cross and suffer to gain ascension, to gain consciousness shift, to raise your awareness. But is that really true? And so I want to remind you of the true beauty of the festival of Christ. Because what Jesus embodies is someone who's walked the path, who's been willing to take on the thorns, the pain, the sweat of the past, to tread it for you. So you didn't need to do it. And so acknowledge that you can release some of the weight that you thought you had to carry all this time. Just release it. Just let it go. Just allow yourself in-breath and out-breath to recognize that it's safe to let go. Many of you are terrified of letting go. Terrified you let go. What happens if you need that part of yourself again? But I am here to tell you that whatever you are willing to let go is going to be replaced with something that is better in alignment with who you are. So be willing to walk the path of this path into the unknown, yes. This path that doesn't show you whether you're going to be crucified or not. But I'm here to tell you that that crucifixion is an illusion that you don't have to experience, re-experience. It is something that you can allow yourself to just let go of. Just let go of. It is a little bit like climbing a mountain. And you think you have to climb the very sheer cliff of a rocky stone top to get to the summit of the mountain. Yet in reality, that is not necessary. In reality, you can just walk this path in an even straight line. And it will eventually take you to the summit too. You don't have to work so hard. You don't have to sweat so hard. And so we are here now to help you uplift like a beautiful light, like a rocket into your own stardom. You can be a star without having to be a pain. The only reason why some of you have many challenges you're facing is on some level you want to still prove to yourself that you're worthy of enlightenment, that you're worthy to walk among us, your brethren. And I'm here to tell you that you are worthy. You are worthy, and you can do whatever your heart desires without having to be afraid of judgment, without having to be afraid that it is not good. I'm here to tell you that it's good enough. So take another deep breath in and out and just feel that presence that is with you, that is overlapping you. Just take a moment and feel this presence. And feel your divine I am as it guides you along the way. And in the distance waiting for you is the Christ himself waiting for you in the light, because he has walked the path before you, walked it for you so you didn't have to feel the weight, the pain. And as you get closer to the Christ at One, feel your heart opening up and feel your heart connecting with the heart of the Christ and feel your own Christed inner self responding to the Christ that has been awaiting you as He's taking you by your hand. He's not alone. With Him is His divine complement, Mary Magdalene. Together they've been awaiting them to create a holy trinity. Together, the three of you, walking along, you in the middle, one on each side of you, continuing to walk on the path of illumination. And you find yourself on top of your mountain, your life mountain, overlooking the horizon that is reaching far, far beyond anything you've ever imagined you can see. The vastness and the beauty there. Jesus and Mary Magdalene want you to sit with them. To sit with them and to watch the rising of the sun. The rising of your sun, your light, your radiance, your spiritual self. So envision yourself sitting in a lotus position on the summit of this beautiful mountain that is so high up that you can see the clouds and the fog below you as you watch the rising of the sun. And as you watch that, we want you to open up your heart and to listen to the rays of light that are entering you now as you receive a deep activation taking you into your Christ itself and opening up portals in yourself that make it easier for you to reach new levels of consciousness. Now allow yourself to actually step into that sun and to use it as a portal that allows you to move beyond the earth realm, the galactic heart of this Milky Way. And in this galactic heart, there's an ancient temple. This temple of the heart is calling you to it. It is a sacred place where you are being awaited by the cosmic Christ himself, Lord Maitreya, asking you to join him. The key is love, and it is more needed than ever. Love to transform seems to be divided within you or outside of you, but mostly what is within you. If there's tension, if there's friction, if there's discord, send love into it. And so Lord Maitreya really wants you to recognize the important role that you're playing on earth right now as not only a light bearer, but one who is a bridge, allows this divine agape love to flow through you and out into the world. And yes, of course, there have been times where you've experienced unrequited love. There have been times where you've experienced confrontation in ways that were painful to you because it made you feel powerless. It made you feel small. It made you feel not wanted or loved. Many of you had such experiences growing up. And yet through that, you've grown to become so much more effective as bringers of love and light into the world. So allow yourself now to receive a blessing from Lord Maitreya. And in this blessing that you're receiving, feel the cross of life, the heaviness, all of that transformed and transmuted, so that you can feel the lightness of you who you've always been meant to be. This time, you must see yourself liberated. This time, you must see yourself as the channel and instrument of the light you are. At this time, you must see yourself as the bringer of wisdom that is needed on earth at this time. Your words make a difference. Your touch makes a difference. Your smile makes a difference. But you must stay vigilant to maintain this connection to your Christ itself, to the light within you. There are many reasons why you might lose track of that. And yet we are all here to support you, to remember who you really are, to know thyself. And by knowing thyself fully, the outer can no longer affect you. Only the inner light is what you listen to and whose guidance you follow. So let Lord Maitreya now not only bless you, initiate you into the inner circle of the Christed brothers and sisters who have chosen to come to earth at this time of great awakening to assist in the transformational process. You've all come here to earth at this appointed time, not because of bad karma, not because you failed in our lifetimes. On the contrary, because you are the strongest, the most committed, the most willing to bring heaven to earth, to assist Gaia in the ascension process. And Lord Maitreya is recognizing that in you. He wants to support this in you. So as you receive this activation now, let it bring you to one of those most sacred places, sacred to you, whatever that looks like. Because as you receive the blessing, as you receive this initiation, it is for you to take it and anchor it to the sacred place that is sacred to you, that when you go to this place, or when you go in your mind to this place, you can feel the essence, the vibration that Lord Maitreya is going to infuse into you now. And for that, we are playing a piece of music that is of a sacred place, known as Machu Picchu, a place that is surrounded by the elements, that is far up to the heavens. It is this sacred vibration that we want you to awaken to. So receive now activation and the blessing from Lord Maitreya. Lord Maitreya stepping back. Two angels of love are stepping forward at your service to support you in the days ahead, to maintain nurture quality towards yourself first, to nurture yourself with love, with acceptance, with not judgment. Feel that support. You are truly not alone. That you are surrounded by so many beings of love and light that want you to succeed, that want you to remember who you are and why you're here and how to stand your ground amidst of accelerated transformation. Be now for some of you that feels like a whirlwind or even a hurricane or a tornado buzzing around in your life, and yet just stay focused on the Christ within and everything will fall into its right place, will even out, and you will step out of the cocoon into your new liberated self, just as spring symbolizes, out of the warming ground that once was frozen, new seeds of life break forth into the light to bear flowers or to later on bear fruit. You too are bringing aspects of yourself out of the inner darkness to be seen, to break out into the open, to be expressed and experienced in your own unique way. The angels of love now take you back to the portal of the sun, back to that mountain summit where Jesus and Mary Magdalene are awaiting you, guiding you back down the mountain to your physical body you've left behind. And just know that this mountain does not have to be steep. It does not have to be dangerous. That it is simply about taking one step after another. And you will reach the new heights that your soul is yearning to experience while you are in physical form here on earth. As you are guided back into the inner sanctuary, your physical body, your physical self, allow yourself to feel your feet on the ground, move your hands, move your fingers, and allow that pure love frequency to not be settled in you, but to touch every cell of your body, to dissipate any discord, any dis-ease, any imbalances, pity, fear, sorrow, confusion. Until all there's left is the purity of love and light within you. Let all of this settle. Now that you are loved, now that I is at your side to support you, to guide you, to direct you along your path of liberation. Now that what you do for yourself, you do for so many others as well. Take a deep breath in and out and listen one last time to the sound of the singing. For bringing you fully back to your body as we Bring it more times. I am thinking, and my love is with you always. Celebrate the spring as the time of new beginnings. Dance with Ostara around the blossoming trees and open your heart to the beauty that is not only outside of you, but especially within you. It is so. Namaste.
Okay, well, thank you, Brigand St. Germain. What a great meditation journey we had tonight. We do realize we may have had a few technical glitches. We are working out of a different location than usual. The internet looks like it might have jumped around a little bit. We're really hoping that the recording that you can go back to and listen to on our blocktalkradio.com page was unaffected. A lot of times it usually comes out perfect. So, again, we apologize if you did run into a little hiccups here and there, but that the energy that came out of everything you did tonight, Brigand, wow, I mean, just amazing. I know going forward, we're looking at doing another show for the WeBack Festival, usually around the full moon, so probably stay tuned for that next month. We'll be sending some posters out for that, correct?
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much for joining us. As usual, without you, there wouldn't really be a radio show, so... It's great to have all of you and to connect with all of you. Thank you, Sean, for joining us here tonight. That was great.
Thank you for having me.
And we are getting ready to celebrate spring. Now let's celebrate the new green leaves, the colors that spring brings. And now I can't wait until I can see some green again. And thank you very much for listening. And I hope to connect with you next month again.
All right. Well, that'll be it for tonight. So we hope everybody has a great upcoming holiday. And we'll see you next time.
Peace out, everybody. Love you guys.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.